Phineas and Ferb versus Walter White in the meth cookout. Would you rather be stuck at Burning Man or Firefest? Can you land a plane with air traffic control's help?
Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians Zach and Old School Kurt answer crazy would-you-rather questions at random dive bars across America. No Old School Kurt today, but I am joined with stand-up comic Caroline Williams.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us. I had to get you on the show because I saw you performing, and I just love how you say okay.
Wait, where did you see me?
The grandma's house.
Oh, funny. Okay. At least my tagline.
Well, let's just dive right into this. We don't like long intros on this show.
Okay.
So first question always is, have you ever been in any bar fights?
No.
No bar fights?
Well, no, I've never gotten in a fist fight with anyone at a bar.
That's
good.
But
I feel like I've gotten in fights with people at bars. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just yelling.
Just yelling.
Maybe just throw a chair or something.
Not quite that bad.
All right, if you could hug any animal, what animal would you hug?
Is it going to hurt me?
No, it's not going to hurt you. You get one free hug.
Panda bear.
Panda bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that'd be a good one. Do you know China's taking the panda bears back from all the U.S. zoos?
No, Really?
Yeah, we talked about it last episode, but they don't... Basically, we're renting pandas. China owns the rights to all of them.
I'm from Chicago, and we used to... At the zoo in Chicago, they had a panda, but it was kind of depressing because I really thought that panda was going to be killed.
Well, now it's going back to China.
As it should.
Yeah, now I was thinking maybe like a polar bear.
Okay, yeah.
That'd be fun. Or like a wolf. It'd just be like a giant dog.
What are the ones like a mountain lion?
A mountain lion.
Just to say you did.
That or like a penguin.
Oh, that would be fun.
I feel like I could probably hug a penguin.
I think they would let you. I don't know.
Would you cut off one of your toes for $25 million? Sauce style?
No, I actually think I'd die. I wouldn't get the money because I'd be dead.
There's a doctor on site. They'll patch you up right after.
Can I be on painkillers?
No, it's sauce style.
I couldn't. I would die.
Yeah, I'd love to say I would do it. Like, be like, I'll get rid of a pinky toe. If I have to physically do it myself, I don't think I could get myself to it.
No, I definitely could not.
Yeah, there's no way I could come to that point. Who do you think would win in a meth cooking competition? Phineas and Ferb or Walter White?
Walter White.
Walter White?
Yeah.
You don't think Phineas and Ferb have a chance?
I think they would plan too long of a thing.
Too elaborate. It would be everything other than the meth.
Exactly. And like they might do something really cool with it, but I think Walter White would get it done nice and quick.
He just right to the point.
Exactly.
That totally makes sense. I was thinking Phineas and Ferb. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a Phineas and Ferb fan.
Yeah.
And I was hoping for them to win.
No, I mean, they are your winners.
Yeah. Have you seen that Breaking Bad lady? Or the lady who owns the Breaking Bad house?
No.
I'm on the weird side of TikTok of the Breaking Bad house. And this lady has a fence up and she just yells at all the people who come to see her house. And she sits out there with like a mirror and she like tries to blind people with it. When you go by with your cars to take photos, and she's like, no taking photos of my house. And she just sits out there all day and fights with people. So they just go there to troll her, people do at this point.
Get out, you fucking stalkers. Take Grandpa back to the home. There's too many. Where's your mask?
Why would you have a mask?
Oh, God.
Hi.
Hey there.
Get out.
Hey.
No, hey. Did you fucking ask? No.
Where is it located?
I think it's in Arizona.
I guess not that far. You could go one day.
Yeah, it's on my list. Yeah. That'd be a great episode.
Exactly.
Front of
with her.
With her.
Yeah, she might not want you to be there.
Just shining a mirror at us the whole time. That would be quality content. I'm going to have to tell Kurt. We'll meet up.
Yeah, you should just go to houses from famous movies.
Houses from famous movies and do it in front of?
Yeah.
That would work. I saw you can also rent out an Airbnb at Shrek Swamp.
Okay, but I don't get that.
It's like, it just looks like Shrek Swamp.
Because I was going to say that's animated, so that doesn't make sense.
It's just like an ogre.
Okay.
Just a swamp. That brings me to a good point. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe on YouTube as we're giving away a toaster at 10,000 subscribers.
A toaster?
Yeah, a brand new toaster.
Why?
And me and Kurt are going to sign it.
Why a toaster?
Do you not need a new toaster? It's going to be a quad slice, too.
Okay, do you have your own sticker?
No, we're just going to sign it.
Well, I was going to say you could brand it.
Brand it? Ooh, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, you got to put a sticker on it.
Yeah, at 20,000 we'll do that.
Okay.
10,000 we're just signing the toaster.
Okay.
That's the goal, though. I just want to be known for giving away toasters.
20,000, it's a branded microwave oven.
It's a branded microwave oven.
So fancy toaster.
100,000 we give away an air fryer, baby.
There we go.
That's what people got to look forward to. Choose your useless superpower. You have the superpower to magically pull a potato out of your pocket at any moment.
Okay.
Or your socks never get soggy. Or you have a 3% chance that the drink you're drinking refills automatically when you finish it.
3%?
Yeah.
I think that one. I don't like potatoes that much, and they're already, like, pretty cheap, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't need endless potatoes in my pocket.
I mean, it's a good magic trick, you know?
That's true.
Potato. Self-defense. Just potato. Potato.
You didn't say what kind of potato. It could be, like, one of the little tiny fingerling potatoes, you know? And then soggy socks. I don't know. That would be nice. But I would love to always have my drink refilled.
I think even for a 3% chance, it's worth it.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
But, like, then what, I guess...
Yeah, I mean, I just don't have soggy socks that often.
Mm-hmm. I'm not walking through.
I probably only have soggy socks like 1% of the time, so a 3% chance of the drink is a better odds.
There you go. Yeah, the soggy socks would definitely be a niche one.
All right, do you think you could land a commercial airplane with only radio help?
Yeah.
I like to think I could, too.
I'm a very bad driver, but I usually get from point A to point B safely, yeah. So I feel like it'd be the same with a plane. You just gotta have confidence. You click a button, and then you're there.
Yeah, I feel like it's mostly autopilot stuff. You just...
Yeah. I've played Mario Kart.
They're like, is there a pilot on board? The pilot's out. You're like, I've played Mario Kart. Does that count? They're like, all right, get up here.
I think I could do it.
Yeah. No, I would even try without air control's help. I'd be like, I got it, if they need somebody. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out flying the
plane.
That's
true. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather be stuck at Firefest or Burning Man for the rest of your life?
Wait, what's Firefest? Is that the one that got canceled?
The Rich Festival,
yeah. That was fake? Okay, then Burning Man.
Yeah.
Well, because Burning Man is at least real.
Well, they got stuck in the mud. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. I had some friends there. Well, it's not necessarily going to be muddy. It could be really nice.
True.
But then Firefest is just already fake.
And you're stuck with just a bunch of rich, stuck-up kids.
Did you watch the documentary on that one? That was insane.
I invited Billy McFarland on the podcast, and he was going to come on, and then like 10 minutes before, he was like, it'll be $500.
Oh, no.
For 30 minutes. And I was like...
No, thank you.
I was like, man, I saw that documentary. You can't scam me again.
Wait, did you ever watch Inventing Anna?
No. What's that?
It's like, it's a document... Well, no. Okay. It's about this lady, Anna something something, and she basically, like, scammed her way to be with, like, rich elite people.
Yeah.
And, like, it's based on a true lady, but one of the people she runs into in the documentary is
the
Firefest guy. And I thought that was crazy, because they came out around the same time, but you should watch it.
What a dynamic duo that could have been.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you sinned. Choose your curse. Like, I don't know, you had, like, Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, now you're going to hell. Would you rather have a mime that follows you around 24/7, your gas decreases twice as fast, or every stinging insect has a 25% chance increased to sting you?
Wait, for the mime, are they, like, safe? Are they going to hurt me?
Yeah, they're fine. They're just following you around.
Will they sleep in my room?
Yeah, they go to bed with you, too. They live with you.
Will they sleep in their own bed?
No, he's going to probably sleep in bed with you. Maybe on the floor, you could try to get him to sleep.
Wait, then can you repeat the other two?
Yeah, so you got the mime... Falls you around 24/7, your gas decreases twice as fast, or every stinging insect has a 25% chance to sting you. It's like, you know, they're going to go out of their way, these mosquitoes.
Well, I think that one, because I think mosquitoes already sting me a lot.
Yeah.
So that feels like the least harmful. I don't want to pay that much for gas.
Yeah, that's just a problem. The mime's a pain in the ass.
The mime, I actually think I would kill myself. I could not have somebody follow me all day.
I would be trying to lose them all the time. Like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and, like, I climb out the ceiling tiles.
Right, but if it's sleeping with me, I've assumed it was going in the bathroom with you.
He's not handcuffed to me, so I assume he's always running around chasing after me. Do you have any hometown scandals? Or, like, you know, what's the story from, like, your high school everybody always brings up?
The story from my high school, everybody ever brings up.
High school, hometown.
Okay, no, I'm thinking. Okay, no, I'm just trying to think of which. Okay, come on, Caroline. This is from my middle school, but my teacher, she was super young, and, like, she was kind of creepy and would, like, try to flirt with all of the 15-year-old boys or whatever age, and then, like, people... found her Twitter, and on her Twitter she had written, if the school needs money, why don't they just start selling drugs to the students?
Yeah.
And then she got fired because we showed that to, well, I didn't, but other people in my grade showed that to the principals.
Was she a cool teacher?
personally, I hated her.
Okay, she sucked. That's why they
she would lock herself in her office with like a can of Cheese Whiz and crackers and just tell us she was on her period. And I was like, you don't need to tell this to a bunch of however old we are in that middle school.
That's interesting. Usually that question always goes toward, you know, teacher hooking up with students. And I'm like, God damn it.
I don't know. My high school was huge. Like, there's 4,000 kids. So I'm just like, it's hard to know everything. But there was a lot of small things.
Yeah. Any good high school pranks?
They did, like, the cow on the roof one year.
Like a real cow?
Yeah, because then, like, the cows can't walk down. So they...
How do you get it on the roof, though?
I have no fucking idea.
Like a... You need, like, a scissor lift or something? Like.
That was bad.
How long was the cow up there for?
I don't know. Or, like, what else did they do? I don't know. There was one where they would tell all the seniors to stand in this, because again, 4,000 kids, you had every senior go stand in this one, the most popular stairwell in the middle of a passing period.
So nobody could get through.
So nobody could move. I'm going to think of something tomorrow, but I can't think of anything. Those are the best I have for you at the moment. I'll circle back if I think of something.
Right. What was the first joke you ever wrote when you wanted to become a comedian? Or first joke you told?
It's pretty bad.
That's what we're looking for.
Is it okay if I get it wrong? It was something about people either think I'm on drugs or a child. And like one time I was going through TSA and they were like, oh, 12 and under can keep their shoes on. And then I went through and I smuggled my drugs in my shoes or something. See, you're laughing. It's
I got
bad.
It.
You asked.
I got the concept.
I don't remember it, but it was something like that. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Or I had, I just thought this was funny. I don't understand why crushed up peanuts make peanut butter, but if you rub butter on nuts, you're just left with greasy nuts. I still think that's good, but I've said it and nobody finds it.
That's a good one. My next question was, do you have any good dad jokes?
Okay, good dad jokes.
Those do better than any clip that I make. It's stupid.
Oh, okay. I love this one. You know the My Pillow Man?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like if My Pillow Man's parents had taught him to share as a child, it could have been our pillow. That's it.
Badoons. Have you ever rescued anything?
Oh, okay, yeah. One time I was walking with my family in Wisconsin, and I found, like, a mole on the side of the road.
Like the animal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I picked him up, and I put him in my sister's bag, and then she found him later and threw him down the sidewalk. But I tried to rescue him. Or one time, we found a baby bunny that had, like, been abandoned by its mom, so we tried to raise it in a shoebox, but we got it 24 hours, and then it was dead in the shoebox.
Have you had any pet hamsters?
No. I always had cats, so we couldn't have hamsters. But one time, there was a bat in our house, and we like couldn't open the doors at the time because our cats would run outside. So then my dad killed the bat with a tennis racket. So we did not rescue that bat.
That one did not get rescued. I'd like to see that one, just the bat flying across the room.
I know, that was bad.
Oh my God. How much TP did you hoard during the pandemic?
Oh, well, that's when I learned about GoPuff.
GoPuff? What's that?
Like, it's like a delivery service. They started it for like people when they get high to deliver food. But then during COVID, they always had toilet paper. I was in Colorado during it, and my friend and I were driving to Arizona, and we drove through like a reservation and stopped at a gas station there, and they had only like the tiny rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
So we would just go and get those. I didn't hoard it that much.
Yeah.
It seemed too mean.
Yeah. My family kind of hoarded paper towels. We definitely had a little bit more than usual.
Yeah. But then I do remember I accidentally knocked a roll of toilet paper into the toilet. And I was like, that's bad.
Oh, God. Do you have any good poop stories?
No.
That question's hit or miss. A lot of times, you never know where it's going to go. Last time I asked that, someone was like, yeah, somebody pooped on a skee ball machine.
Oh, okay. I guess I was a camp counselor in high school. And one time, I think they were in middle school, and mostly boys. And this one boy went up to me, and he's like, Caroline, Josh pooped on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? You know? And he's like, I just wanted to see if I could. And I was like, what do you mean you want to see if you could? Like, you can do that anywhere, but, like, there's a bathroom right there. Just idiots.
Do you get stuck cleaning it up?
That's not. It's outside of my pay range.
Yeah. I worked at Sneegrab.
What is it?
Sneegrab Bargains, spelled backwards. It was like a ski store that sells stuff from like 5 years later.
Oh, that's smart, actually.
It was a dog-friendly store, and somebody's dog came in and had diarrhea.
That's no fun.
And all of us were like, nope. The manager is pissed. He had to do that, clean it up, because none of us were like, yeah, we don't get paid to deal with that.
Uh-uh.
That's outside my pay range.
Do you ever go to Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Apparently, you can bring food there.
You can bring food in?
Yeah. Because one of my friends, she was like, yeah, I thought I had to smuggle in my Taco Bell. And so I like shoved it in my pockets. And the security guard was like, you're allowed to bring that in. You don't have to smush them. And she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
You can bring food in. Who knew?
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. The more you know.
I love how they sell Chick-fil-A outside Red Rocks now. That's the best.
That is so smart.
I just go after the concerts, we get Chick-fil-A, then we just get high in the parking lot and eat and let it clear out. And then we go. I'm like, wow.
No, it is so smart. I mean, good job on Chick-fil-A.
I love them for that. I'm actually the highest level in the rewards app.
Really?
Yeah. They invited me to come tour their office in Georgia.
Huh.
For free.
Are you going to go?
I was going to. I wanted to. I was out there. My parents didn't want to because I was with them for a wedding. They were like, no, it's a history tour. And I'm like, I don't care. They invited me, Mom.
Yeah, you got a lot of free lemonade, eh?
This is a good question. Would you have 10 kids for $1 billion? No. Like once you have the 10th kid out,
no.
Boom, $1 billion.
No.
No.
I'll watch 10 kids for a week for $1 billion.
Yeah, this is the part of the episode where the questions really start going downhill.
Well, I also think that question is different for men than women.
Yeah.
Because I'm not birthing 10 children.
I'm like, hell yeah, man, let's do this.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, that's an easy one for me. Right, everyone forgets Katy Perry, but you. What do you do with that knowledge?
I think I'd like plan a big thing where she'd make a grand entrance on Firework.
No, she doesn't exist no more. Like, everybody forgets Katy Perry.
So it's like that movie with the Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
What's like that movie called? Movie,
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, I can't sing or play music. I don't know. I'll give it to... Have you met Helen Dreesen?
No.
She's a Denver comic. I'm going to share all of Katy Perry's songs with Helen, because she's also a singer, and then Helen will be the new Katy Perry.
You're like, all right, just trust me. I got this song. Mm-hmm. It's about feeling like a plastic bag exactly. Floating through the wind. It's going to make you millions. Yeah, it's like, I was trying to think. I'm like, I don't know what I would do with it. I'm like... I can't sing Katy
exactly,
Perry songs.
Exactly, no.
I also don't think I know Katy Perry's songs well enough to...
To recite them by heart.
Yeah, to even recreate them.
I think I could get, like, the what is it called? The chorus?
The chorus.
Is that the main part?
Yeah, the main part.
I think I could get the chorus from the main ones.
All right, would you rather have to slap someone every time you want to talk to them? Or all music that's being played is in reverse only, for only you?
Slap someone every time I talk to them.
Like, that's not that bad.
You can say how hard you have to slap them. Just right. Give them a little hit on the wrist.
Just a little.
Yeah.
All right, well, what if you got a full-on slap them? Does that change the question for you?
Can it be on their arm?
No, you got to slap them in the face.
I think I can pull that off. Yeah. I think I can do it and people won't get that mad at me.
Yeah, you could probably pull that off. I feel like for me that wouldn't go well. I'm not a fighter either, so like... I would just be pissing people off.
Yeah. No, I think I could do it and it would just... People would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I don't think that they would hate me as a person.
All right, you're stuck in a time loop. How long would you want to be stuck in the time loop for?
What's a time loop?
Like, it resets.
So, like Groundhog's
yeah.
Day. Are these questions based off movies? Sorry, then I'm done.
This one is.
Okay.
Some of them are. Like, it's off Reddit, and then, like, I just get high and then kind of...
I understand.
...come up with stuff. Usually, most of the questions involve raccoons or pandas or bears, and I haven't done any of those today, so I'm pretty proud of myself.
I saw a lot of raccoons this weekend.
Yeah. You have any good raccoon stories?
One time there was a family of raccoons living in my parents' garage when I was in elementary school. And I didn't know that was abnormal.
Yeah.
I was, you know, stupid. And so I went in the garage to, like, put away something. And then I went inside. And my mom was like, why didn't you put whatever away? And I was like, oh, because there's, like, 6 raccoons and I didn't really feel like dealing with them. And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, there are 6 raccoons, like, living in the corner of the garage. And she's like, you got to... I'm like, they've been there for, like, a week. You just don't go in when the raccoons are in the garage. And she was like, no, we need to get those out. And then we did.
You just lend the raccoons.
I'm like, they're outside. They belong in the garage. Yeah, like, let's give them a house.
You're like, that's Sally, Jim, Ted.
I didn't know that was so bad. But now I do. You don't want raccoons living in your garage.
Don't let the raccoons live in your garage. That's a PSA to everybody listening right now.
It is.
It's like one of my new favorite things to do at dive bars is, or convince people that beavers are extinct. But lately I've been convincing people that beavers can grow as big as cows. Okay. It's kind of like, you know, like a goldfish. Like, without no natural predators around, the beavers can grow as big as a cow.
Wow.
That's why they reintroduced wolves to Colorado.
To kill the big
beavers. Yeah, because they're getting too big.
I had a friend that was from Ireland, and she used to try to convince people that leprechauns were real. And she would just, like, slip it into a random conversation and be like, yeah, like one day I was walking and I saw a leprechaun. They're like, oh, like a person dressed as a leprechaun. And she's like, no, like, we have leprechauns in Ireland. And they're like, wait, what? And she's like, yeah, like, they exist. They're not fake. Like, why do you think they're in all these stories? And she would roll with it for as long as she could. She got me one.
That's a good one. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah. No, it was good. 100%. You just get an Irish accent.
Yeah. I'm part Irish, so I'll say it'll work. All right. This next one's a photo question.
Shoot, no more time loop one.
Oh, yeah. We forgot that question. All right, you're stuck in a time loop. How long would you rather be stuck in the time loop for? 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, or 1 year?
That's kind of a stupid question. Why would I want to be stuck in a time loop for longer than a day?
Well, you're stuck in it, so it repeats every day, every week, or every year.
Oh! Every month. That's not good. I thought you were saying it happens once.
Oh, and then it's over.
And I was like, duh. Okay. Shoot. I guess a year, because then at least I'd get to live more.
I think kind of probably the year, too. 1 day is too short.
Well, yeah, because then you're just like, you only get to live a day.
And then it's just the same day over and over.
Right, but you can like make things happen in a year.
Yeah, you could do stuff. What about 10 years?
Sure.
Would that change your answer? You'd go 10?
I think I would do whatever the longest one is.
Whatever the longest is, and just keep restarting?
Well, that's the only option. Yeah. You didn't give me another choice.
That's a good point, I guess. I'm over here thinking like, yeah, I'll just do like a month, you know, and just do some crazy stuff in the month. But in reality, I'll probably just have a lame month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you just redo the month.
And then redo the month again.
You can do it better.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do in Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, true.
He does it differently each day.
Choose your dog to take home. You can only take one dog home.
I want Clifford.
Clifford?
Yeah. I'm short. He could reach the things I can't.
Have fun cleaning up after him, though.
Yeah. We'll take him to the woods.
I'm thinking Scooby. I just want to get high with Scooby.
Or Snoopy.
He would be a cute one.
He's so cute. Is he a dog? He kind of looks like a mouse. Are we sure?
Yeah, he's a dog.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, Snoopy.
All the Snoopy fans are going to cancel you now.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, Brian the dog, Brian Griffin, I won't want him from Family Guy. He's just a dick.
Yeah. I guess Snoopy and Clifford, they don't talk.
Scooby talks.
But, like, not English.
He'll get high with me. It'll be fun.
What about Goofy? Does Goofy talk?
Goofy, yeah, he talks in his messed up Goofy accent.
Wait, what's this one from again?
I don't know. Is it like the Jetsons?
Oh, maybe. What's this one from? I have no idea.
He's from his own show, I think.
Okay, I've never seen that one.
He's like a sad dog.
Goofy could be fun, though, but I think he's annoying.
Yeah, and then those ones are just a normal dog. I can't remember the show.
No, that's the movie. Bad. That's
the movie,
That's where they eat the pasta.
Yeah, glad you can't remember it, too.
Shoot! Disney movie something, I can't remember.
Yeah. Alright, would you rather have an infinity wardrobe or infinity fridge?
Infinity wardrobe. Because I think that food is cheaper than clothes.
I think the fridge would be cool just to have in a stocked fridge.
True, but like, what about like restaurant? Like, oh, I want pasta from this place tonight, and then that shows up in my fridge? Or is it just like I get a lot of apples and potatoes?
That's a good point. Let's allow the pasta. Let's do the cool fridge.
So like it could be a fridge from a food, anything I want.
Same with the wardrobe. It can have some Gucci or Louis Vuitton.
And then I could sell it. I'd go back to clothes. I'd be rich.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the food. It's a win-win either way.
No one's going to buy your day-old pasta. I'm going to be selling Gucci bags on the side.
Just sell them.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, let's go into our last segment of the podcast, which is our copycat segment of the week. It's where we take a segment from another podcast and we do it on ours because we're not original. And today we're going to be doing Guess the Crime.
What's this from?
I actually don't even know which podcast we're copying this time. It's our last segment. It's what it's called.
Okay, sorry for questioning it.
No, I have to cut that out. We got to redo the whole intro.
Why are they all so old?
It's Guess the Crime, old person special.
That's why they're all so old.
So we got five old ladies, and we're going to guess what their crimes are they committed.
This man kind of looks like my mom's uncle.
Who do you want to start with? Any preference?
I think he was Battery.
Battery?
Uh-huh. Discharge gun into occupied structure.
Into
Does that mean like occupied building?
Yeah, occupied building. Okay. It's like a desk pop.
Jimmy, when's the last time you had a desk pop?
September 08. Be a man.
Pop one off.
There you go. Pop it off.
Don't think, just don't go.
Here we go.
Do it, yes.
Okay, I think that's her.
Yeah, I was thinking her or her for that. We'll give it to her.
The failure to register as a sex offender.
Theft or leaving the scene of an accident.
I think she left the scene of an accident.
Yeah, she looks like she would totally leave.
She just looks confused. I'm so sorry, lady. These are someone's grandparents. Failure to...
Who do you think's a sex offender?
I think him.
Yeah, I feel like he's an innocent sex offender.
Yeah.
Just got confused and was just...
Okay.
Peeing in public. Or
sorry,
winking in
sir.
Public.
And then I think she theft.
Theft. I like it. Let's find out the answers. This is a good one. Sometimes I do this game and I don't look at it ahead of time and there's like Nazi stuff on there and I'm like, man, this is a very edgy.
Yeah.
Answers. Do-do-do.
Shoot, I lost.
One.
Well, I got one right.
I got one right. She definitely left the accident.
I would not have guessed gun for her.
She doesn't look like she'd have a gun.
No.
All right. We'll tune in next week to find out if we do any better on Guess the Crime. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, check us out on YouTube as we're giving away a toaster at 10K subscribers. Tell them where to find you. Anything you want to shout out, it'll all be linked down below too and on screen.
You can find me on the internet.
Check her out on the internet. Subscribe. Doo-doo-doo.